Oh, I tell you, Jennifer, she is really a party pooper.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Jennifer poops at parties? So and people know this?
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
I poop at parties. I poop at parties, but people don't know because I close the door.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Where does she go for it? Does she visit a water closet and make door of the open so people may see and smell things? This sound horrible.
The Fan. New York
streets. Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube as we are every single day. Good morning to you.
Try that.
I will try that. That's a good drop. Well done, Jeff Rust.
Try that.
Delightful.
That was so good.
That's a great way to start the final hour of the show. The mail sacks
so
are
deep. It's so long.
We're going to go deep and long in this hour, Joe Freeman.
12th hole.
We will answer your questions coming up in about 13 minutes. Get them in 503-864-6326. That is the Fan text line.
Very proud of this program so far. I've had a lot of fun today. Great random autographs that have been thrown in. And we haven't talked a second about Shohei Ohtani pitching two innings.
We have not. Shohei Ohtani was back on the mound last night. That move your needle. Needle mover?
No, he shouldn't be a starting pitcher. Dodgers should make him their closer and move on. You want to risk losing him again?
Better move Swag's needle. Did it move your needle?
Give him a run in two innings.
Just the fact that he was out there throwing.
First time he's pitching a Dodger uniform, correct?
Correct.
You want a World Series with him just largely hitting? Like, who cares how much he makes if he pitches?
$10 billion payroll.
It's the next thing in, you know, when they get Glasnow back and they get Snell back and Shohei can pitch five or six innings, if that all happens right after the All-Star break and they're all looking the way that they have in their All-Star careers, then...
No one cares!
So we got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. Let's dive
Try
in
that.
With... Let's start with this. So, by the way, some great responses coming in on the parking situation.
Is there any psychos out there?
No. Somebody said this. Get this, though. Living next to this guy. I got a neighbor who parks his cars in front of my house, walks 10 houses down to his house, where he has four broken down cars in his driveway. That's a problem. We got an issue.
It's a bit egregious there, Bob.
If you got four cars in your driveway, so you can't park in your own driveway, and now you're taking up the parking in front of my house, I don't know if this is something that my wife has rubbed off on me on. I never used to really think about parking. She's the kind of person that will peer out the window and be like, what are you doing out there? If anybody ever parks in the vicinity.
I'm always looking out the peephole or
the vicinity
window.
Of our house. I'm like,
Ring Cam Live, what are you doing out
what
there?
What are you doing when you park it? What are you doing? Oh, yeah, you better keep it moving there, buddy. Yeah. Don't look at anything. Don't touch anything. Yeah. Better keep moving. So I think she's rubbing off on me a little bit. I do that now. If that was my house situation, we'd have a major issue.
Well, I mean,
you got to confront him at some point, right?
Well, I don't know if it's how you're raised or what, but like I've largely always been paranoid about what's going on near my house. Doors. Always got to be locked.
Always a locked guy.
Sliding glass doors. They have the wood blocker. So even if you get through, you ain't opening that door.
A little 2x4 in there.
We always do the nightly little, everything locked.
Got to check it up.
Yep.
Okay.
I've always been that way. Yeah. And it probably is because my stepdad broke into our house and destroyed all of our personal belongings when I was seven.
That'll do it. Yeah. If your house gets broken into, that's going to be something that sticks with you the rest of your life.
Probably. Seeing your entire house just broken and shattered everywhere is kind of traumatizing. But I don't blame your wife for that. I think that's the correct stance. What I want to ask...
The constant peering, the constant watching.
Yeah, now look, on this neighborhood thing, when your neighbor has four cars broken in, or, you know...
Broken down cars in the driveway.
Yeah. That is psychotic behavior. But let me ask you this. My neighborhood, kind of a busy road I live off of. People driving too fast down it.
Yes.
I kind of need one of those little...
slow down things.
Slow down people.
Yeah. Now, is this in the neighborhood or the highway behind your house?
No, this is in the neighborhood.
In the neighborhood. People come down fast.
In and out road, so people kind of go a little fast. If you go down just barely past, there's a farm across from my house. The sideway breaks up, and then there's like, it's not a side street, but it's a street that goes 45 feet in from the road, but it's stopped by the fence line of the farm. And then the sidewalk probably picks up, I don't know, 65 feet. The other side of the road.
Okay.
It's probably five houses down from me. I largely park my cars in that street when I'm going to have guests so they can use my driveway and sidewalk.
Ah.
Am I taking somebody's quote unquote spot, or is that first come, first serve situation?
So, let me ask you this. How often is this something that happens?
That I use it?
Yeah.
Probably
twice a month, once a month.
No,
not even.
Well, I'm talking like extended people coming. I once every 3 or 4 months.
Then I think you're fine. Even if you're using up somebody else's space, I think that's okay on that rare of an occasion.
But is that designated for somebody else?
I don't think that would be designated for anybody.
Because a neighbor I know uses, he parks his truck there,
yeah,
little truck. Other than that, it's like sometimes there's people in it and sometimes there's not.
Yeah, I'm not going to shame you for that one. I think that's okay. I think okay. That's applicable. You might be using somebody's space. I don't think that you are, but even if you are, once every couple of months is not that big of a deal.
All right.
Those are the kind of things that I think in order to cause a rift in the neighborhood, it has to happen on a regular basis. Like if you're parking down there every day and then the dude's like, yo, like what
right.
the hell, man? Stop parking here. That's where I'm supposed to park my car.
Right.
Then you're going to have a little bit of a problem on your hand. Somebody said it's an age thing. The older generation does this. I'm 28. My mom stepped that and my boss, all in their 50s, all do this. They've always done it, and I'm like, what are we doing? Or are you not staying? And they have no issue with it. I'm assuming that means they come and park in his driveway, which, yeah, maybe it's a generational thing. The older you get, that's what happens. Mm. So mail sack questions, get them in. We'll get to them here in a moment. It was on display again this weekend, even to the point where it caught me, which doesn't happen very often because there's a lot going on in the sports world right now. NBA Finals, Stanley Cup Finals. If you're into my team made a big baseball trade this weekend. Dude.
Is the cup over tonight?
For the love of God, please don't be over tonight. I need a game 7. Like, I need oxygen to breathe.
Blue Line Brandon will tell you who he's got.
We'll get
so
to that.
Far.
In the final hour.
5 for 5.
It is the final hour. We'll get to it in the final segment.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, this has been something that's been looming for this league, where the numbers and the interest in the league have slowly waned. They've slowly dipped a little bit over the last couple of weeks.
Ratings talk with me.
I am going to do ratings talk, because speaking of the Stanley Cup Final, this regular season game nearly beat the last Stanley Cup Final game in ratings. And this regular season game I'm talking about was the Indiana Fever playing the New York Liberty. Caitlin Clark made her return this weekend.
Boy, did she ever.
And the audience numbers on ESPN peaked at roughly 3 million viewers for a regular season WNBA game. The average for the entire game was 2.2 million. She was out of the lineup for what, 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks? She
About
was out?
2 weeks,
About
yeah.
2 weeks she was out. Ratings decreased 54% when she was gone.
Yeah.
She came back in her first game against the defending champs who at the time were undefeated, so it wasn't just her. That was also a marquee game to have on the schedule, and she came back in perfect timing. Just, I mean, to give you a glimpse, a peak of about 2.9 million viewers is what they had. The last game of the Stanley Cup Final had, I think, an average viewership of just right around 3.5 million viewers. So there's not that big of a gap between a Game 5 and a championship series in a sport and the impact that Caitlin Clark has on the viewers and eyeballs of American sports.
I got to be honest. She's got this Allstate commercial, the logo one. I think that's a delightful little spot. Everything she can do, she does it from the logo.
She had a stretch where 3 straight possessions, she hit like a 45-footer from 3.
Yeah, and one
that
of them
was the opening minute of the game.
Yeah, she like jokingly pushed Breonna Stewart, who was laughing, like, this is stupid, what
just
you're doing.
Bringing it up, like, chucking it, and it went in 3 straight times.
The funny thing was seeing this and knowing that the day prior I had leaned in and told you, I think Sabrina's still a little better. Still.
I think you're anti-Caitlin Clark. I think you got beef with Caitlin Clark.
No, super big Caitlin Clark fan. In my house, I was excited for this because the Liberty hadn't lost, right? Here's my thing. So I look at the stats last year. She averaged 19, 5, and 8. Those are pretty good numbers,
pretty
I would
solid.
Say. There's another player this year who's a rookie, and she's averaging 17 and a half, close to 5, and 6.
Is she hitting threes from the logo?
She's not. I can't explain this.
It's a phenomenon.
I kind of think I'm done trying to figure it out. I get that she shoots threes from far away. But if you actually watch Caitlin Clark games, it's not happening.
Not the whole game.
That
no.
much.
No.
She shoots threes, sure, but she operates. Her passing is better than her shooting, which is remarkable to say. But this entire league, well, there's good players in it, obviously. But like the way the league thrives is based solely on one player.
It really is.
And I can't explain it because Paige Beckers is doing incredible things in her rookie season. She just had 35 the other night as a rookie. She's white.
I couldn't even tell you who she plays for.
Dallas.
Number
Dallas
one pick.
Wings.
Yeah. I mean, I knew she was the number one pick. I knew that.
Root for Portland to suck their first year.
I couldn't tell you
because I want Juju Watkins.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
She's already a Nike athlete. It would make a ton of sense. It would be transcendent for us as a franchise.
I mean, people tried to go on the race thing last year, which was always the funniest thing. Like, there's a lot of very successful and talented white women's basketball players over the last 25 years.
I can't explain
years.
It. I don't have an explanation.
It's just a phenomenon.
For why, yeah. when she plays only, it...
3 million people watched a regular season WNBA game.
Dude, it's almost 60% drop when yes. she's not playing.
Yes.
I can't explain it. She is awesome. I'm not, we're big Caitlin Clark fans in my house. I can't explain it, and I don't think anybody can.
I don't know if anybody, I think the only comp that you could honestly come up with that's fair for somebody who has this level of an impact on their sport, the only one in the last 50 years is Tiger Woods. People don't, and I'm not saying everybody, but the membership drops by half when she's not even playing in games. The interest in the care level and the other players is non-existent. This was the Tiger thing when he was at the peak of his powers. Like, if he had a major that he missed or missed the cut in, which didn't happen very often when he was elite, the interest in it would be gone. A lot of people called themselves Tiger Woods golf fans, right? Is Tiger in the mix? I'll watch. If Tiger's not playing, then I'm not going to watch. The numbers were always significantly greater when he was playing as opposed to everybody else. He had that draw to bring people in who maybe weren't the most diehard of golf fans. And I don't know if that's specifically what it is with Caitlin Clark, that people who don't care about the WNBA or watch only watch when she's playing for whatever reason. She's an incredible player. She's doing things from a shooting standpoint that we've never really seen before in that league. Like, what she did in the opening minute of that game was remarkable. But Tiger Woods is the, and I don't know if you guys can come up with another one. That's the only one that I can think of in my head where if she's playing, the numbers are going to be insane. If she's not around,
Serena,
the numbers are going to fall off the face of a cliff. Did Serena, I don't know, did she have that level of impact on tennis?
Yeah.
I would say when she was in the final, people were more prone to watch than when she
wasn't. So what would be the difference of just two other very good players being in a Wimbledon final instead of Serena? Are we talking
Sharapova
millions
in a final
difference?
With no Serena is probably not. Well, I'd have to go check the ratings. I don't know this factually.
I'd be curious just to know.
I know
asking.
She was the biggest player on
She unquestionably was the biggest draw. But there was that, and like, how many people have you heard from in the golf world who would say, I would watch if Tiger's playing in a major, yeah, but if Tiger's not playing in a... Well, that's why for years they would just show him, even when he was a shell of himself, yeah, you would get him on constant tournament coverage.
Well, that was a weird noise.
That was weird. I was trying to get the word constant out.
What did they play in the weather break?
Tiger Woods, 2008.
Yeah, the 08.
Could have played anything.
Yeah.
What was golf after the England club
played
to his face?
Yeah.
Think about all those years and how many people go, I have no idea what happened.
They've
from
had
that
major
year to
tournaments
year.
At Oakmont, and they didn't even show the ones at Oakmont. They showed Tiger Woods. It wasn't even an anniversary. It was 16 years ago or 17 years ago.
Yeah.
I can't explain it. I know she's a great player. I know she does things a little different. She is. She deserves all of the credit as a player. I cannot explain what is the sheer fascination with, I'll watch the sport if she plays.
But not going to watch
I
if she
won't care
play.
At all if she doesn't.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody can. You can make your best guess. I don't think there is
no
one specific thing. It's not race.
No, it's not. Because
Beckers was the number one pick, and she's a white girl, and she played in college, and she won the national championship.
A lot of very good white players over the last 30 years in the WNBA.
Breonna Stewart, we named one of them, right?
Sabrina.
Sabrina, great. Thank you.
Yeah.
And she's got her own shoe line.
She's got her own shoe line. Won a title last year.
I can't explain it.
It didn't happen with Diana Taurasi. It didn't happen with Sue Bird.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know either.
Yeah, it's just...
It's not like she's like a biggest trash talker. She's not the most charismatic person.
Not at all.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's kind of a fascinating like psychology dive
really
if you're
is.
Into that kind of study.
I mean, people are trying to get... Somebody says because she played at Iowa versus UConn or South Carolina. Like, maybe that's part of it, that she was at a program that wasn't...
Sabrina played at Oregon.
But Sabrina played at Oregon, who's not a household women's college
and
basketball
program. And they
were
really stinking good.
Like, I do think the Angel Reese thing helped her a ton in college, that there was a bit of that, you know, rivalry, and they played each other in back-to-back years. Like, I think that upped their platform. But now at this point, like, she's just, somebody said Lance Armstrong before the scandal. I get, maybe he had that level of impact on the Tour de France.
I was a little younger at that point, but I'll tell you right now, I did not watch a second of it, but I checked in to see if he was still winning.
I would too. You'd follow it.
And I'd see a highlight maybe on SportsCenter.
That's a tough one because those.
They go on for weeks.
But yes,
it goes on for
point.
Weeks, but it's in France. So the race actually airs at the crack of dawn.
Yeah.
So your time window, like it would start.
The interest in the Tour de France definitely higher
through
when
the
he
roof.
Was.
But in terms of,
I he was living strong. TV 14 view. Hours later that he won.
Yeah,
you'd be like, oh. And I'll give you a hot take. Floyd Landis, after he was done, Lance, I remember just like seeing Floyd Landis and going, nah, loser. Dweeb.
This guy sucks.
The mustache wasn't working for Floyd Landis.
Ronda Rousey, another one that came in. Yeah, I mean, ooh, Rousey had a moment.
She really had a moment.
She had a moment in UFC for sure. It just, I saw that over the weekend. I didn't even know she was coming back. I think you made a mention to me on the Timbers game on Friday.
I said, yeah, she's actually playing tomorrow.
She's playing
against
Sabrina. And I was sitting around on Saturday. I'm like, oh, that's right. I've turned it on. I'm one of these fans.
She won.
I don't even know what it is with me. I can't even tell you. It's just weird. She's captivated me as a sports
fan. But what is it?
I don't know.
You just want to turn it on if she's on.
Yeah.
And then you have no idea what's going on.
I didn't even know who Paige Beckers played for. I couldn't tell you.
Did you know who Paige Beckers was?
I do know who Paige Beckers was. She played at UConn. Pretty good.
Pretty good little cart.
Okay. Caitlin Clark back. WNBA back. Let's get to the mail sack. Your questions welcome. 503-864-6326. We'll answer them on the other side next on The Fam. All right, no farting around. We got a double sack today. The sack is full.
We got a double sack?
We got a double sack. I'm copying and pasting the last ones down on my show sheet.
Now, still no Dak legacy, huh?
No, that's coming up at 8:45. Stanley Cup final be damned. Dak's legacy. What is
Blue Line
it in
Brandon,
Dallas?
Brandon, got to give you his take.
We will get the pick in. Can he go 6-for-6 on the Stanley Cup final? This might be your last chance to pick a Stanley Cup final game. The trophy is in the building
tonight. I probably
won't
do it. I got to be honest with you.
So that is coming up here in a matter of moments. Before we get to the sack, though, I did see somebody asking, how did you guys not brought up Mike Tyson yet? Now, Mike Tyson definitely had a moment. I would say I'm a little young to remember all the specifics of early prime Mike Tyson, but I feel like, here's what I would say, and maybe I'm wrong on this, correct me if I'm wrong.
Pay-per-view buys,
were
too.
Huge for Mike Tyson, no doubt,
yes.
But I feel like boxing was still at a very popular level,
yes,
in American sports. He was huge for the sport.
He was the
headliner.
TV whenever it...
I feel
and
like that would be more of a comp if you got a Mike Tyson now from where boxing is now compared to where it was in the mid to late 1980s.
I wouldn't know. It's why I would have to chime in on it.
I mean, it's heyday in college, fraternity. We would all like.
Got to get the fight.
All right. Where are we going? Who, you know.
I miss box. I wish boxing was awesome.
I know. They.
I mean, it's.
They
it
cannibalized itself.
I mean,
it was
boxing,
all you had
right?
All the different promoters and you had too many different organizations.
Too many cooks in the kitchen, Bob.
Everybody wanted, you know, their piece of the pie.
We need
rather
a Dana
than,
White.
You know, looking
we do.
At
we
the
needed
collective.
A Dana White. Yeah.
We need a Dana White for boxing instead of all these different commissions and 80,000 different weight classes and the ability to avoid.
Well, you have
fights.
Yeah,
I was jump roping in my driveway. We're jump roping right now. In
jump
our
roping's
house.
Fun,
dude. Underrated cardio.
Good workout.
Holy crap!
You get the heart pumping.
How many jump ropes in a row do you guys think you can do? I did 129 yesterday.
Not that many. Less than that. Under.
I was breathing pretty heavy.
I'll give it the under. I mean, not just from a...
If you get a good rhythm, though, you're not, like, trying to go super fast.
I'm not coordinated.
I wasn't going super fast, but going slow can actually wear on you quicker than...
Well, yeah,
you.
It's
yeah, going slower is harder,
but
I feel like.
Probably.
I feel like going... You got to find that right perfect middle ground speed, but...
Well, my knees...
I'd say 50. I'll give you... I'd feel good if I hit 50.
Okay.
50 in a row, I'd be like, damn, that was pretty cool.
I could probably do 100.
I'm going to have to bring a jump rope in here.
Now we're going to have to bring it.
This will be the pregame tomorrow.
With a squat rack.
No squat rack.
Swag doing 100 jump ropes.
But my niece was doing like Mike Tyson-esque, you know, how he did the rope.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember saying out loud, like, oh, look at you, Tyson, going with the rope. And they didn't know that. And I'm like, you got to look him up. Mike Tyson with the jump rope was crazy.
He's more than the movie Hangover, I promise.
And my niece looks over and she's in high school and she goes, oh, when I get older, I want to be like Mike Tyson. I go, yeah, minus the rape.
Yeah,
she goes, what?
And I was like,
he's our prison
there.
Minus the ear biting and the rape and the, you know, spinal. All right, let's get to the mail sack. No more farting around here. Here we go. Mail sack question. Guys, love the Ben Bagley segment for Yegor Demin possibly being drafted by the Blazers. I grew up in the West Hills, Sunset High, Metro over PIL. Well, now you're just out. and went to BYU. Having a college player from your school go to your pro fandom is potentially spectacular.
Oh.
If you could pick any past current player from your school to go to your pro team, who would it be?
Oh, well, that's a no. Well.
Who's Puget Sound going to be a Cowboy?
Who's
which
the Puget Sound legend?
God. I was thinking Oregon State, but...
Well, you're a fake beaver.
Family of beavers.
Yeah,
well, but you're...
No beavers!
No.
I'm trying to think.
There was nobody from UPS.
This is pretty easy.
UPS, I love that.
Pretty easy for me. I don't have a lot
of
Oregon...
What's the easy one for the beavers?
Yeah, what's your beat?
Gary Payton.
No.
If Gary Payton would have been a Blazer versus a Sonic.
I always wanted that too. You're right.
Now, how would that have fit? What year was Payton drafted?
91.
Would you have taken, I mean, you would have had Clyde on the team then, though.
But Clyde wasn't a point guard.
I know. You Clyde and Porter at that time.
Get rid of TP.
Wow.
You got a GP. GP better than TP.
Who needs a TP when you got a GP?
Exactly.
Yeah, this one's easy for me. I would take Herbert on the 49ers.
Oh.
Herbert on the 49ers.
Herbert
would be,
with the Niners.
With
the
that offense
system.
And those weapons. And yeah, you're winning. How many? Not five, not six, not seven, well, not eight, not nine,
game.
Not 10,
win
not 11,
game.
Not 12, not 13.
Win one playoff.
Not 14.
Game.
I win 15 Super Bowls in a row if that was the case.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I
that
mean, that's
happen.
How that would all play out.
I remember,
that's an easy one for me.
I think it was LaMichael being a Niner, not that I was a Duck fan, but I thought that was kind of cool and unique because we got to watch him so much out here in the Pacific Northwest.
And then he drop a kickoff in the Super Bowl or a punt.
He wasn't a very good NFL player.
Yeah, he had a rough moment there.
Unfortunately. GP as a Blazers, that's pretty hard to beat. I don't think I'd top it. I think that might be it. Quan as a Brave.
Derek Anderson as a Blazer. Or excuse me, as a 49er. I got my sports mixed up there.
Moose and Skipoose dribbling up.
I mean, I bet he would be a decent hooper.
He probably was a high-level
like
hooper.
6'10", dude. The guy was massive.
But he was a backup quarterback.
Millsack question. Do Dirt and Sprague know that they have weird pronunciations for the word Philadelphia and Deering, respectively? Like, are they leaning into a bit, or is that just how they talk? It's
Philadelphia?
I don't know. Which one do I say weird?
I don't think I say Philadelphia
Deering?
As a whole.
Am I saying Deering?
Weird? Yeah, it's Deering.
Deering. Yeah, I guess I say that word.
One word you say that I would say always stands out when you say it is ready.
Ready?
Yeah, you say ready a lot.
Ready? ready. Ready.
Ready. What were the two words? Philadelphia and what?
Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
And during.
During.
But you don't say during when we're doing show.
You don't say during.
I hear you. Nobody says during.
During.
You don't put an emphasis. I mean, I know the U is there, but
I've had this. I love when people complain about pronunciations of words. I've had this over the years with Jaguars, because I don't say Jaguars. I say Jaguars.
Jaguars.
I'm not going to say that. And then one listener complained endlessly that I say the word contract weird.
I get words mixed up. I get that complaint a lot. Or I'll say a word, I'll be on it for like 2 weeks, and they're like, "We and your friends, we make bets on if you're going to say it 8 or 9 times."
Say Philadelphia for me.
Philadelphia.
God, you say that weird. What's the
Am
matter
Am I saying
with you?
That wrong?
You're saying that wrong, dude.
I usually say Philly. I don't say Philadelphia.
Very rarely do you say Philadelphia.
Interesting. That's an interesting observation.
Yeah, I had no clue. It's not an inside bit, though, I promise you.
No, we're just idiots.
that's true.
Yeah, that's facts.
Millsack question. You may have talked about this recently, but I'm not able to listen regularly. Well, first off, what the hell's the matter with you? Second off, here's your question. How do you guys feel about Texas State joining the new Pac-12? And more important to me, why isn't UNLV coming? To me, they make the most sense in terms of both TV market size and
that's
geography.
A UNLV question.
I'm listening to yesterday's show.
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday. I actually thought, like, you can feel however you want to feel about him. He certainly whiffed on a lot of things. I thought Wilner had a good piece. I think he wrote it yesterday.
I'm paywalled. Can't read it.
True. I think I just saw a snippet of it. I didn't read the entire thing either.
Definitely saw a snippet of it.
Definitely saw a snippet. But it basically was so you're going to probably sign a 4 to 5 year media rights deal.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be longer than 5.
Not going to be longer than
that would
right?
be idiotic.
So you're thinking about what's gonna bring you inventory, and you're, I mean, this is one of the analogy I used yesterday was buying a stock. Like you're of all the teams that you have to choose from, UNLV for whatever reason doesn't want to leave the Mountain West.
Well, there's a Nevada thing.
That's stupid. You can get out of it. Nothing matters anymore. There's no rules. We're learning that every day in our country. No laws matter anymore. So get the hell out, UNLV. And I think they're going to regret it. Based on the other schools that are available. I don't know where else
you go. At
this
point, you need to find an eighth because it's starting to get close to the deadline.
Yes, so who would
and
it be
you
if it's
can't.
And that's my whole point. So if you're anti-Texas State, who do you want them to add? UNLV is not willing to move.
You
I think they want
Sac
Memphis
State
or Tulane.
Sacramento State?
Memphis
and Tulane are fine. They're not going to pay for the travel for the non-football sports.
But I think that was the preference.
Sure. That's a very hard thing to pull off without an $11 million media rights deal.
They made their run at Memphis and Tulane. They got to find an eighth football school at this point.
And you're buying stock in a school in Texas who is a lot of money invested, and they've come from the FCS level basically 12, 13 years ago up to the FBS level. They've gotten better. They haven't accomplished a ton. Like, so I think you're buying a stock of where this program is going to be at in 5 years, and can Texas State benefit you more, not right now, but in the 2030 or 2031 negotiation. That's why I didn't have any issue with it.
I mean, Texas State is not the worst possible team.
Yeah.
You know, they could have had much worse, I think, as an option. They went and got a program that cares, that wants some exposure. You're into a Texas footprint.
Helps with recruiting.
You'll get some eyeballs. Like, you're meeting... I don't know. I don't even know why I'm defending this. I'm not even, like, the most optimistic about this. It's not going to be a great media deal.
No.
There's going to be a lot of kicks that I'm going to complain about because I don't want to be up at midnight watching college football games that largely will not matter all that much.
We're going to play a lot of 7:30 games.
I think it's going to be really hard to matter in this landscape given the money difference between the Big Ten and the SEC, the Big 12, the AC. Like, I don't even know what there is to defend or not defend. It is what it is. The conference got blown up, and they've tried to just save it because they were left out in the cold.
You just got to you got to get something and make sure you have a conference that can move forward.
Yeah. Texas State is filling that void for right now. We'll see where it goes. I don't mind the long-term play of it. One more quick one here, and then we'll go to break. Mail sack question. This question is for Brandon. The Thunder are one win away from their first NBA championship.
Yeah, don't remind me.
How does this affect Joey Chestnut's legacy?
More wieners will be stuffed down his
throat. Wieners? More wieners going?
I ate 88 wieners today. I didn't eat any buns.
I don't eat the wieners.
I just dropped them in the water.
Jason,
sorry, I got a wiener in my throat.
Jason Swigart excited to have Joey Chestnut back at the Nathan Hot Dog
it's
Eating
an
Contest.
Overrated event. No, whatever.
I knew he'd be.
The guy looks like he's crying when he's eating. Does anybody? Do you enjoy that?
No.
No.
I can't tell you the last time I actually watched one. It's been a long time.
I think these numbers are lies.
They're all lies.
3 million viewers.
That's 4th of July, dude. I think people are sitting around with nothing to do. Isn't it early
Smoke
in the day?
Smoke some ribs, dude.
Yeah,
what
it's
are
like
you doing?
9 a.m. or
it's
something
early
Pacific time. I think
fireworks
it's noon.
Aren't going on.
I think it's noon.
You haven't
Eastern
quite turned
time.
On the grill yet. You're just getting your day started. You're probably hungover.
I think most people out here, it's just you put SportsCenter on in the morning because there's nothing live yet, and you left it on.
I think the best
and
thing.
Then it just happens to be on.
Yeah.
The best thing I've seen about that event that I would say is Chestnut's going to win. Like, he's a minus.
But what if he doesn't?
He will.
What if he doesn't?
The best is, if you watch it this year, I promise you, there will be a woman on that stage, and I want you to watch her do it. She knows she ain't winning. So she's just taking her time enjoying hot dogs.
Eats like 5 of them.
Yeah, she is like 10.
Some ketchup and relish, mustard on that thing.
She ain't dipping in water.
Ooh, hey, what's up, everybody? We got some more mail sack questions on the other side. We'll empty the sack. We'll do it next. Does Blue Line Brandon continue the streak? That is still to come.
No, I had to ask the boss man a question.
Okay.
Yeah, I just took a wee-wee.
Good wee-wee.
I was going to ask Johnny if he had fun on his chitty-chitty bang-bang journey Friday. But then I was like, I'll be an adult, not scream it across the office.
Did he go on some water hover crap?
He went on a water ride, yeah. He did, hopefully.
Hopefully.
If he did things right, he did.
If it ended up well. A couple of more mail sack questions here, and then we'll get to Blue Line Brandon and the poll questions to close out the show. Somebody's saying I also say business wrong.
Yeah, you tend to say business.
Business.
That's two syllables, business.
Business.
Now, it's spelled business.
You got to stop reading these questions. They're just going to throw you off.
Business.
Look, sometimes you say business. Words a little differently.
Business.
We get what you're saying.
I get it. You get the point.
You ever met somebody from a different part of the country?
Yeah, quit shaming me for my dialect.
I like you're out here in the bayou just saying things we can't understand at all.
Mail sack question. Have you guys ever got a question for the mail sack that you decided to pass on? If you can share, what was it? Yeah.
Well, if
a lot
we passed
of
on it, we
there's
can't
a lot
share.
Share you.
Passed on.
There's a lot. So, no comment. Spring
particularly
line.
About coworkers,
a lot
or
of those
past
coming.
Experiences in work, and it's like...
We're not going to answer that.
I'm not answering.
Not for air.
Thank you, Sprague, for the tip of adding hash brown to Egg McMuffin. Question for the mail sack. Do you guys have any more food or life hacks?
Yeah, I'll give you one more breakfast one, and I know it's going to sound not as... actually, got two. One is going to be disgusting, and you won't try it, but I will swear by it, all right? And I almost did it Friday, but I didn't want to be shamed at the table.
Uh-oh.
The first breakfast one is you're welcome on the McMuffin hack with the hash brown. You always take the one bite, you make the hash brown about the size of the sandwich with the one bite, and then you put it on the sandwich. It's perfect. The second one is involving hash browns, coincidentally. You order a standard plate of breakfast at a restaurant. Some toast... bacon,
some eggs.
Eggs, over easy, of course, because you're not a psycho.
Has to be.
And hash browns.
Yeah.
What you do is you take the eggs, you put it on the hash browns, you cut it, you blend the yolk with the hash brown and the egg, you put a little ketchup and a little bit of hot sauce. That is actually primo to put on your pieces of toast.
Make a little breakfast sandwich out of it?
Yeah.
To a certain extent.
The second thing I would advise, and I'm just saying, just don't knock it till you try it. You don't have to like it. I dip my pizza crust in Coca-Cola.
I think that's a pretty good, that's a staple for a lot of people, I think. I mean, I haven't done it since I was seven, but it's...
Wait, you used to do this?
I mean, when I was a kid, yeah.
When people find out I do this, it is
really
the most disgusting faces I get.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like that's like a 85% of kids dip their pizza crust in Coca-Cola.
Well, I might still be a child in many ways, and I almost did it Friday at 10 Barrel. But Dusty was right next to me, and I knew he was going to judge me and say something.
You were to get shamed. That you would have been made fun of for sure if you did that.
For sure.
I was taking the shrapnel, though, with my pink girly drink during that, so I was kind of taking the heat off it. You might have been able to slide under the radar.
Dirtor is a cocktail, and it's like...
Dude, it was a delightful start to my
evening. The orgasmic berry flavor.
It was that vodka. It had some other stuff in it. There was a big grapefruit in there.
And Dirt goes,
anybody want my grapefruit?
It was fantastic and refreshing. Everybody would have made fun of me. I'm over here drinking a delightful drink.
Do you have any sexes on the beach?
Sex on the beach is great.
Peach schnapps is nasty.
Mail sack, power rank the George McCoy update segment. Swag, Schultzy, Ortner, Rust. He didn't include Buck there, so I don't know if that's just Buck isn't included.
Buck's
or
disrespect.
So let's rank our update anchors.
Well, what am I after here? Give me my scenario. Am I after the best update,
the
like,
best update,
actual update?
The best actual update possible.
Because best producer that uses the update to help the host is... far and away, Will Ortner.
Will Ortner is very good at helping us get back.
He cannot
on the
even be challenged.
Yeah. He'll go 30 seconds.
Swag can
That's all
know
he needs to be
we're
satisfied.
A minute and 10 seconds off the clock, and he won't change his update. Will Ortner will change the update.
Still got to get French Open updates
to
here.
To get that clock in.
Damn it, get me back on the clock.
Now, if we went actual good delivery of update.
I think Swag's number one.
Swag is number one.
I think I'd put Schultzy number two.
Whoa.
I think I would.
Really? Oh, for Buck?
After that moment from Rust yesterday, I don't know if Rust could be in the top three.
Try that.
Rust has moments where I'm like,
try that.
Why is he doing this in his update? He hates this sport.
He does. He hates
hockey.
He'll
give you hockey.
He hates hockey.
And then he'll even give me the Vegas
line. Which is just another horrible take. Like, of all the sports to hate, what has hockey ever done to you?
Exactly. I can't follow the puck. I understand for some people that if you have not been around it or it's just foreign to you, it can be a different... It's the worst one to translate to television.
Mm.
HD helped tremendously, but you have no sense of how fast they're actually skating up and down the ice.
I just don't like...
I mean,
it's constant
human,
action.
They're
fight. There's big hits. There's like... I don't understand what there's not to like
about
the sport.
You think hockey's the worst sport that translates onto television?
Yes.
I think in terms of appreciating how big, strong, fast, and skilled they are, I don't know. Yeah, I think being in person
like
does.
If you haven't ever
picture.
Attended an NHL hockey game in person, and you.
I just don't think people are as. I do think the puck thing is a real thing.
Oh, it for sure is a real thing.
And I don't think people understand the sport. I disagree with your guys' take of like not understanding the skill and the. They're skating. How many people can skate?
No, I understand that, but I don't think it translates as well to understanding how fast, how hard they run into each other, how quickly they are having to change direction, react to what's going on.
I've never met a person that's watched a check on the boards and been like, oh, I wonder if that hurt.
That definitely hurt.
Dude, you can hear it.
Ow!
Yeah, but opposed to football collisions, like when somebody trucks somebody on a football field.
Now, if we're just going standard, give me an update and make it a good update, I'm going to give you my ranking.
Yeah, give me your power rankings.
Swag, Buck, Schultzy, fill-ins.
Try that.
Ortner has no energy when he does them.
Yeah, he's a little.
He wants to be hosting.
He doesn't want to do the update. And I think you can tell in his updates that he doesn't want
to
do the update.
The Mariners hosting the Twins today. Mariners are open as a.
That's a race
run
to the bottom right there. It's a fight. Vicious fight for last place.
I think Rust is going to murder us after the
he
show.
Might, yeah. Let's get a couple more quick ones in here and we got to go. Swag, if you don't like mayo, what do you put on your sandwiches so they're not dry?
I will do Italian dressing. I will do pesto. I will do cream cheese.
Cream cheese?
Yeah, cream cheese is wonderful.
What sandwich do you have
cream cheese on? Cheese on a sandwich is
I'm not dismissing the idea of cream cheese.
Yeah, what
on
comes
a sandwich,
on the sandwich with my cream cheese?
Your standard, you know, ham or turkey.
I don't know.
I said no,
ham,
I don't.
Turkey,
I don't put cream
lettuce,
cheese on sandwiches.
Onion, cheese, you know, Swiss.
Cream cheese with that.
You get the whipped cream cheese?
Whipped. I do love
whipped.
A
We just bought whipped cream cheese.
Exactly.
Who doesn't love
so
a good
a little lighter. It's a little lighter.
That's good. That's
actually,
good
if you combined the pesto with the cream cheese, it's absolutely wonderful.
Now we're on to something here.
A breakfast sandwich with cream cheese, 100% with you.
turkey, lettuce, tomato. I have better options.
Here's where I'm really bummed out right now. We only have 15 minutes left in the show. Mm-hmm. We have to get to Blue Line Brandon because the Stanley Cup final might be over tonight.
Well, that can be a quick thing.
We also have, we got more questions that are really good questions. I told you it was a full sack today.
It's a good sack.
I'm trying to empty the sack. I can't even empty the sack.
It's too, time of year, it's a full sack.
Too full of a sack.
Yeah.
You don't want it to be a full sack. So we'll see how we navigate the final segment. Maybe emptying the sack. We will get Blue Line Brandon's picks. Oregon State plays today. We got to give a quick thought on that. Their elimination game is at 11 o'clock. It's a rematch against Louisville. So we'll close it up next on the Fan. All right, I made a decision. We have time to get to one more. One more, and then we'll close with Blue Line Brandon and his thoughts on Game 6 of the Stanley Cup.
I don't really have
tonight.
Thoughts. I could just give you my pick if you want to.
We need to break down. We need to break down your preview for the game, and we'll do that in a matter of moments. Right. Before we get to all of that, though, Millsack won last one of the day. I'm a relatively new golfer. I'm wondering about the etiquette for a public driving range. I saw some college buddies, and I started to talk to them. Wasn't being loud by any stretch of the imagination, and some old guy a couple of bays down made it known that he was not happy with us. Genuinely curious if I was in the wrong.
No, even if you were being a little loud, get over yourself. You're at a driving range. I'm sorry, there's some noise around you. What is this, the 10th at Augusta? Piss off, old man.
Yeah. Here's what I will say. If I run into buddies, because this happens from time to time, or sometimes I'll play golf with somebody that I haven't seen in a while, and then you're good to go play golf with them, but you happen to show up at the range at the same time. I do try and keep, we'll have some pleasantries and conversations. It's different, though, if I'm going to go play with somebody, because then I got 4 hours on the course with them. I will try and keep the conversation to a minimum. But what I do when I go to the range to just work on my game, which doesn't happen often anymore, but when I used to, I would always take headphones for this reason. In case there was a conversation going on, I just have headphones in and I wouldn't have to listen to it. I love headphones on the range. It's delightful. You should try it.
I mean, I have tried it. I like it as well. But also, if I don't have headphones and I'm hitting golf balls
How many bays over are you from somebody? If somebody's on this side of you and then that side of you and they're talking back and forth for 30 straight minutes, that doesn't bother you at all?
I'm hitting golf balls for fun. What am I going to score?
Some of us care about our scoring.
But you're at a driving range.
I know you're warming up for your round, or you're practicing.
Well, is this before a round or at a driving range?
I think it was. Well, either or. The driving range is the same for both.
The driving range is there. You want to get your swing right. You want to hit some good shots. But talking's going to happen.
Yeah, it's definitely going to happen. I do think there's a limit on how long you should keep it, though. 5 minutes, totally fine with that. But if you're there and you're having an ongoing conversation for 35 minutes straight, I would have an issue with that.
I guess
that.
The context would matter there.
I would have a bit
maybe
of a problem
he was,
with that.
This person wasn't talking loud, but it was a 35 straight minute conversation.
We do have a couple of more leftovers. We will save them. They're on my show sheet. We'll get to them next week because they're delightful questions, and I want to answer all of them. We'll get to them next week.
Talk about show lies. We've been doing that for years.
I keep them. They're all right here.
I've saved them all. We'll give them to them next week.
They're going to be the first three questions on the mail sack next week.
We're going to have to save them for 2 weeks.
Oh, touche. Next week is the Fan Golf Classic. Tuesday is the Fan Golf Classic. So we won't be on the air next Tuesday.
It's flying by.
You know what? We might do a Monday meal sack then. How about that? We'll do a Monday meal sack.
Well, we're not on Tuesday. Yeah, touche.
Yeah, so we'll do it. I mean, not Wednesday because Wednesday is the day of the draft. So we'll do it Monday. Maybe I'll sneak in a Monday meal sack. How do we feel about the Beavs today? 11 o'clock elimination of game.
Like the Beavs today.
Against Louisville.
Like the Beavs today.
Who are you rooting for?
The Beavs.
Oh, you like the team you're rooting for. Same.
What do we like about the Beavs today?
I think the bats get unleashed.
Bats get unleashed. Okay. There's a game going on right now in Omaha, evidently, and LSU is up 7-3 in the top of the sixth.
Yeah, yesterday's game got suspended when the storms rolled in.
They've already started it, and it looks like LSU will advance, although there's still three innings to play. Question from a listener that's not a mail sack question, but it ties into Blue Line Brandon, and that is, who should the Oilers start in net tonight?
I think I'm going back to Skinner.
Mm.
He got you to the dance. You pulled him. That didn't work for you. Go back to Skinner.
They won game four in comeback fashion with Pickard in net.
Yeah.
After they pulled him, he gave up three. Pickard was great.
I'm staying at Pickard with Pickard at this point.
Well, you'd be wrong. Ice Cats, back-to-back champions.
It's over tonight?
It's over tonight.
Over
party
tonight.
In Florida.
Party
I'm
in
sorry
Florida.
It's happened to Edmonton again.
Hand out the cup tonight.
You got to figure out your problems to get over the hump. But first repeat Stanley Cup champ since?
Pittsburgh?
Penguins.
Yeah. Sidney Crosby.
Sid the Kid.
Yeah.
Pretty remarkable.
God, who did they? They beat Detroit in one of them.
They beat Detroit.
Who did they beat in the other one? I remember that game.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can remember who they beat in the other one.
It's pretty crazy. The Florida Panthers are about to be back-to-back Stanley Cup champs, and Canada can't
win. State of Florida's dominated hockey for the last 6 years, dude. Yeah. Tampa Bay won a couple of cups.
Yeah, the Lightning.
Panthers could win back-to-back tonight. If not, even if they lose tonight, they still can win it in Game 7. So, Game 6 of the Stanley Cup tonight. We got Beaver Baseball facing elimination today. It's going to be a fun little sports day. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, being a part of our day. If you missed any of the show, go check the podcast, 1080thefan.com, at Turton Sprague, and at 1080thefan is where you can find it. Thanks for watching on YouTube. Like the video, subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so yet. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Colin is next. You're listening to 1080.
Try that.
The Fan.